And hello everyone, it's Tyler Fisher here, and today we are going to be talking about my favorite subject, lore, or more commonly called these days as fairy tales. But first, a word to our sponsor, Jeb Heron in English 102 at U of L. Thank you for inspiring this episode today. Now, my recent favorite lore has been an anime called The Seven Deadly Sins. If you haven't seen it, great. If not, then I encourage you to. It's a great show. So the show is basically about the seven deadly sins made up of holy knights in the capital. They are all different species, and they are branded as sinners and have all been given deadly sins as their weapons, as their names. So there's also the Ten Commandments, which are made of completely demons and were locked away centuries ago by celestial beings and the seven deadly sins. And I'm not sure how I thought this show was about and then how everyone else thought it was about. Like, there was a difference in watching. And I mean, I did a paper on this not too long ago because it just really sparked my interest. So the Bible and this show are polar opposites. I found that so cool and interesting because they have the same roots, the sins and the commandments. So in the Bible, sins are bad, deadly even. That's why they're called the seven deadly sins. And the Ten Commandments are good things or pure things. And the creator of this show just flipped that idea totally on its head and then sparkled some fairy dust on it. I mean, that's awesome, right? The Bible claims that every sin you commit can pretty much boil down to one of the sins as the root cause. And in this show, they made that their strengths. They used that to fight. And the Ten Commandments are like rules you follow to go to heaven and have eternal life. But the demons use that as weapons to place curses on people to kill or control. And I just thought that was so fascinating how they just turned both of those ideas into total opposites, as the sins using their sinful ways as weapons to fight evil. And then the Ten Commandments using their powers for bad, to control people or even kill people or turn them into lesser demons. It was crazy. So I think, so sinning is where you do something that God or Jesus has proclaimed unholy. And when you sin, you then repent and you're forgiven because Jesus died on the cross for all of our sins. Easy as that. And in this show, the sins were specifically created to defeat the commandments, these evil demons that want to take over Britannia. So the sins were created so everyone would be safe. This had a lot of impact on me because, I mean, I'm a Christian, and when I saw this show, it really got me thinking. Everything comes from something or someone, but with lore, it's through stories and faith that they thrive from, that you keep hearing about them. It's people's stories and just their will to believe it's true that keeps them going through the ages. But that sounds like something else I know, like the Bible and my religion, Christianity, or any other religion for that matter. It's through stories from the Bible and stories from people and just our pure faith that this is all real that religions are built on. And so, I mean, with that in mind, who's not to say religion and lore aren't the same thing? Because it sounds like they are. All right, well, we're out of time. Thank you for tuning in and have a great day. And like my mother always said, go learn something.